How much sports could Jimmy talk if Jimmy could talk sports? How about 4 minutes and 38 seconds?
Welcome back to Sports Talk. I'm Alexis Kenyon here with our Sports Talk host, Jimmy Searfoss. Jimmy, great to see you.
It's always good to be on.
So tell me, what is the big news in sports this week?
Baseball as a whole has not changed much since the 1890s. It's had some modernized additions like bats and gloves and helmets. Some of the rules have changed a little bit. But what if we stripped away all of that and we kind of took a time machine back to the old 1800s, 19th century? Well, that is what a group called the CVBBA is. That's the Colorado Vintage Baseball Association. That's base, space, ball, how they spelled it back in the day.
Base, space, ball. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Two different words. So these guys are baseball purists, and they play the game the way it was played back in the 19th century. It's a nonprofit organization that features clubs from around Colorado, some of which are pretty local, like the Denver Blue Stockings, the Colorado Springs D&R G Reds, Broomfield has a team, Louisville has a team, and they play in city parks or baseball fields. It's any kind of open space, really. So what's the difference between these guys?
Yeah.
And first off, it's the look. It looks like it's back in the 1890s. It's like jumping into a time machine. These are thick uniforms worn how they would back in the day. They're wool. They'll wear knickers high up with high socks. Yeah, very hot, especially in the summer times. The ball caps are stitched together, and they're not like the baseball caps we see today. And oftentimes, people in the crowd will be wearing also attire that kind of matches the era. And you'll see bowler caps and things like that. People arriving in suits. It's really fun to see. The umpire even will be in proper attire, which includes, and this is from their website, a six-shooter to keep off coyotes and to keep order.
Are there any women allowed in
this? Oh, yeah. It's men and women allowed.
Okay.
There's a good mix of people there.
Oh, is this something that a lot of people are watching?
They've seen that they've pulled crowds of 450 people. That's something they've bragged about on their website. What's next is new is the terms. Some of things are a little different. It's not a batter. It's a striker. And it's not a strike out. It's called an ace. And then there's some wild differences when it comes to rules. You see, you're not allowed to wear gloves, like to catch the ball or anything. These guys are barehanded, or maybe have like a leather glove that's fingerless and webless. It's just around the hands. Think of it more of as like a gardening glove. Now, the ball can hit the ground once before being called an out. So if the ball is hit, it bounces once, and they catch it, it's called an out still. So you don't have to catch it in the air, which is a complete difference because, you know, a lot of these guys are older, so they're not hitting the ball as hard. The game's not moving as fast, but it's still a hard ball to hit, especially the ball that they use, which is a dead ball, which does not go farther than the regular baseball would today.
Is it made out of a different material?
It's made out of a different material. The baseball today is developed more
for velocity.
For velocity and things like that. This one is not. And it's important to remember that these guys are not really throwing the ball hard either. So the pitcher is more of tossing it, trying to get the ball in play rather than throwing it hard to get the batter out. And there's one of my favorite parts about all of this is the old dudes are very committed to it.
Yeah.
So if you go onto their rosters, you'll see a ton of just guys and then old-timey nicknames that are associated with their names. So I've heard someone named McGlovin and Pack Rat. You know, you'll see
classic.
A lefty, you know, classic stuff. And some of these guys even have their own theme song. I'm not going to sing it, but the Denver Blue Stockings Baseball Club has one. And it ends in hip, hip, huzzah.
hip, hip, huzzah.
Yeah, it ends in hip, hip, huzzah 3 times. So that's how they end their fight song. If you go to these games, you'll quite literally be served peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
Wow. Well, I think that we should give 3 hip, hip, huzzahs if that's where we're wrapping up. Maybe we should give some 3 huzzahs and get out of here.
All right, sure.
Okay, ready?
Go.
1, 2, 3. Hip, hip, huzzah. Hip, hip, huzzah. Hip, hip, huzzah.
Make sure you tune in next week at this same time for the next episode of Sports Talk with Jimmy.